This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone now is Kate Munsinger. She is with the Open Door Mission. She's the Vice President of Advancement over there. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, happy to have you here. So Open Door Mission, you guys are always busy over there helping out folks right here in our community. And you got a big event that is coming up just about a week and a half from now, the golf tournament, right?
Yes, on May 22nd. I think it's our 23rd golf tournament, and I am happy to report we are sold out.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's very exciting. You know, we're still coming out of those COVID years, so to sell out an event is thrilling for us.
And great to see the support then from the community for that golf tournament, which, again, goes back. All that money stays local, correct, to help you guys at the shelter?
Absolutely. Every penny stays local.
That is fantastic. And again, just remind us quickly, Kate, the Open Door Mission, what do you guys really focus on here?
So Open Door Mission has been serving the needs of the homeless for, last year we celebrated our 70th anniversary of service to the community. We have a lot of staple programs. Of course, we have a crisis overnight shelter, which is right on Main Street. Our caring center, we have a men's residential addiction recovery program. And our food program also operates out of our caring center, and of course, a clothing room for people in need of clothing. And, you know, over in Gates, we have a women and children shelter, which is transitional housing for women and their children, you know, have come on hard times.
Sure. So, and we still see, sadly, in our community here in the greater Rochester area, still seeing an increased need of people, men, women, children, families in need. It's not letting up.
It is not letting up. It is actually, we're seeing unprecedented numbers in the last few months. It really started kind of last summer. You know, usually we'll see our numbers dip a little bit in the summertime. The weather's nicer. People will, you know, are more, you know, might stay outside or just find different accommodations. But since the summer, our numbers have really still been on the rise. And I think that's from, you know, just unprecedented rates of addiction, untreated mental illness, and just a struggling economy. So our shelter's been busier than ever.
And so in that light, if somebody comes into your shelter and you guys are able to take them in off the street, you know, it's going to be cold in Rochester a good majority of the year. Are you guys able to help them with the social support and the medical support that they may need as well?
We can absolutely refer them. We have caseworkers there that work with everybody. And we kind of just meet people where they are. So we definitely see, you know, what it is their need. Every person's different, and why they're there is different. So we definitely try to get to the bottom of that and try to get people the services that they need.
Kate, you did mention, you know, we've got a variety of buildings in Rochester here. And I hear that you have a new space, right? A new building that you purchased at the end of last year?
We do. It's been super exciting. So as I was just talking about the space issue, we've been really kind of praying for a solution for that. And just at the end of 2022, with the help of the Ike Evangelos, Bernie and Frank Ike Evangelos, we acquired a building on 80 West Main, which is very close to our caring center on Plymouth that I just spoke about, and also our Samaritan House. And what we're praying kind of what to do with that building, but we will be able to move some of our services over to that building. And what it has kind of allowed us to do, not kind of, it has definitely allowed us to do, is because of our capacity issues in the shelter, we've been able, after dinner at the shelter, to transfer the women over to our caring center. And we've converted a portion of our caring center into, you know, a temporary women's shelter. Yep, it take up to 20 women a night, which has been just amazing.
That is incredible. 20 women a night. And how many folks are you having on a regular night here in Rochester?
The numbers are always changing, but, you know, we can get about 70 people in our Samaritan House shelter, and very often we've been over that. So
wow.
Being able to transfer the women over to our caring center at night has been just very helpful, and the guests definitely seem, you know, to like that arrangement. We would like to, in the future, you know, look for ways to make this a permanent solution. We'll need to do some renovations to our caring center. So we're just thinking about, you know, all those different things that we might need just to convert it, because we'd like to add some things like showers and new bathrooms and things like that. But we are in the, you know, those things are in the works. So hopefully we'll have some good announcements for you in 2023.
And maybe a capital fundraising campaign to help out with that?
That sounds good to me.
However we can help, just let us know over here, of course. And I know last time we talked, hey, you guys were working on the finishing touches of the Miller Building. Is that assisting you guys with this increased need that you have?
Well, the Miller Building is just awesome. And just to remind listeners, we had an old storage building on West Main Street that we primarily used for storage. And over the last year, about a year ago, we converted it with the help of a state grant to 24 permanent supportive housing units. So 24 apartments for formerly homeless individuals. We have case management on site, which is amazing. And, you know, we're in the process of filling those apartments now. So I think we're a little over half full. And again, these are people that were formerly homeless that now have a permanent place to live.
Which is great. Again, as we say, the increased need that you guys have seen over the last year or so, helping you find additional spaces for people that need a warm place to sleep at night is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. I mean, these are people that have been staying, you know, on and off in our shelter on Sam House, and now, you know, they've been able to move in somewhere permanently. So, I mean, the stories and, you know, the hope coming out of that building is just incredible. And if anyone listening ever wants to see any of these facilities, you know, or any of our buildings that I talk about, you know, Open Door Mission has a variety of program and different buildings. So sometimes when I'm talking about them, I forget that people don't, you know exactly where each building is. But if anyone ever wants to have a tour or to see what we do firsthand, you know, I love giving tours and showing people around Open Door Mission and just all the cool things that we do and that we have going on.
And we are talking with Kate Munsinger from the Open Door Mission. We're talking about the programs they offer, the services that they provide to people in need right here in the Rochester community. And you guys, of course, got the golf tournament coming up just about a week and a half from now. But always something going on because you want to engage with the community and get support from the community. What else are you guys cooking up later this year?
Well, as soon as our golf tournament ends, we are going to be in high gear for planning for our Hope Lives breakfast. Now, this is the breakfast we've done for the last couple of years, and it has been a lot of fun. Last year, we hosted Dr. Ben Carson as our speaker, who really was fantastic. And this year, we're excited to have Mike Singletary as a speaker. And people that love football and the NFL might recognize him. He was a former Chicago Bear, and he was also on some coaching staff. And he's just a really popular. People might remember him from doing the Super Bowl Shuffle. He's also a popular Christian speaker, and we really look forward to hosting him. The breakfast will be at the end of September, on September 28th. We'll be hosting it at the Doubletree. And right now, if people go online, they can purchase tickets already, or they can contact me for ways to sponsor the event.
Great. So tickets available. It is open to the public if you'd like to go and have an opportunity to see Mike Singletary speaking at this event. If you're a football fan, or you just want to get involved and support the Open Door Mission, you can do so. Like you said, sponsorship opportunities. What's the best way for them to call you or go to your website, Kate?
The best way, our website is so user-friendly and easy. The easiest way is just to go right on opendoormission.com. There will be just a little pop-up that will even just send you right there. It'll say, please register for our breakfast, so you can click right on that. Or, of course, they can call me anytime, and I'm 585-645-0704.
Fantastic. And Kate, I was wondering too, I was just thinking about something you mentioned earlier about the addiction issue and that being way up. Are you guys still seeing higher numbers, and how are you dealing with that as far as helping those folks in need?
Sure. One service that the Open Door Mission provides is we have a men's residential addiction recovery program. So, you know, if people are in need or if there are men that are looking for recovery, that is, a program that we offer, and people can find out about it. We have a wonderful manager over there. She's relatively new, named Tiffany Keaton, and she has been, can do a quick intake with people, and there's lots of information, again, on our website at opendoormission.com.
And, again, we are getting closer to the summer months here, Kate, and I know a lot of people end up having a vacation. They're not in school anymore. Do you guys see an increased need as we get into the summer as well?
We always see an increased need in the summer. And just as you mentioned, it's just a lower time for certain donations to come through. Usually we get so much around, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, which we're so appreciative for, and we stockpile that. But, you know, that starts to run low once we hit, you know, June, July, August. So if people are interested in doing a food drive for us, you know, that is something that we always encourage. Or if you're at the supermarket and you want to pick up a couple extra things, that is always helpful. We're always looking to stock our pantry, and that's just with any kind of canned good, you know, pasta, jarred sauce, just really the staples of what you would need in a pantry. Soup, bottled water is something that we always need. Our clothing room, too, you know, as the seasons turn, so does, you know, the need. So just any kind of shirts and T-shirts and sweatpants, we always need undergarments. That is just something that we pretty much is always our highest in-demand item. Underwear in all sizes, socks, undershirts, children's through, you know, men and women's extra large to even larger sizes, so...
And again, if you're going shopping this weekend and you could pick up a canned food item or even a clothing item, like you said, underwear or maybe, you know, something at the store, that would really help you guys out because you do run that clothing distribution year-round as well, I'm assuming into the summer, right?
Year-round, yep. People in need can make an appointment at any time, come in and do, you know, a little browsing and shopping in our clothing room. Of course, all our items are free for people in need, so there's no charge to them. Another really easy way for people to donate is we've set up some Amazon wish lists of just urgent needs. So I know I do a lot of Amazon shopping at home.
Same, yeah.
So if people are on Amazon, they can click right on one of our lists, and it will send us the items right to the mission. And you'll see our, you know, our top most needed items.
See, look at that. How easy you've made it, folks. You know, you don't have to go physically to the store this weekend. If you're listening right now, just go to your website, get the link for that Amazon registry, and you can just click from home and help out somebody in need.
That's it. That's it. Try to make it as easy as possible. So, and you can always see, you know, the items that are the most needed. So, and also, I would be remiss, we also always need hygiene items. Little toothpaste, toothbrushes, body wash, soap, hand soap, all those things.
And Kate, I'm wondering too, you know, we were talking about, you know, how you've had this increase in that's never let up since last year and folks coming into the Open Door Mission. Do you think part of that is how everything is more expensive, the inflation piece?
You know, that could be. I think it's a variety of reasons that have sent more people seeking shelter. But whatever the reason, you know, we're there. We're, you know, always open. We're always there to help. So, you know, if people ever need to come or get a meal, you know, we're always there for them.
Kate from the Open Door Mission, and talking, the golf tournament is sold out, talking about your breakfast that you've got in September and the ongoing services that you do provide here in Monroe County in the Rochester area. And also wondering, are you in need of staff members, volunteers right now?
Yes, we always, thank you for asking. We always are looking for compassionate staff, people that are willing, you know, have a servant's heart and are willing to help. All those jobs are posted online, again, at our website. And volunteering, we love volunteers. And, you know, during COVID, you know, like many other organizations, we have had to shut down volunteers, but now it's wide open again, which is awesome. And there's so many different opportunities at the mission for all different, you know, abilities and age levels for groups or individuals. And we just updated a new platform on our website, which is called Volunteer Hub. So it makes it really easy if you go on and you make an account that you can see all the volunteer opportunities we have and the different slots that we need them filled. So people can come serve breakfast at our shelter. They can make peanut butter and jelly factories, which are one of my favorite volunteer opportunities, which you can do at home or you can come in into the mission and do them. That's just making 50 brown bag lunches for, you know, for people in need that we keep, you know, on hand. So if someone, you know, we act as a warming center, so we're open all the time. We're open 24 hours. So if someone stops in and needs something to eat, we can hand them one of the brown bag lunches.
That's fantastic. And you can do it right from your home, Kate. And nice that you have the new page on your website so people can see. Do you get a lot of groups, maybe, you know, big groups from employers in town, like the county or Paychex or Wegmans or something like that come in?
Yeah, we have a lot of big groups. And now with the new building, we have a lot of ways to occupy new groups. So if you're listening and thinking of a good team building project, you know, we'd love to take you over at Open Door Mission. You know, we've had groups come into our new building because the building is fantastic. It's four floors. It just has so much opportunity, but there's also a lot of work to be done in it. So we've had groups come in and help us paint, rip up carpet, and just spruce it up. Because one of the first things we'd like to do is, you know, transfer our clothing room over to the new building just because it's so much more space. It's, you know, a storefront. So we think it'll be really cool. But, you know, we're just trying to prep and get that ready. So if there's a group out there that wants to help us, you know, we'd love to have you.
I think that's a great opportunity, like you said, for a small business, or even if you're a group at a bigger company in town, what a great way to give back to the community. And you can also do so individually if you want to go to their breakfast that's coming up at the end of September. Mike Singletary from the Bears will be there doing a little NFL talk and, of course, talking about helping out those in need in our community. Kate, appreciate your time this morning.
Ed, it was really fun. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.